It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And with this morning's program, here's Jim Field.
How's Marissa this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you can hear exactly how I am.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I'm doing a little better than you, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, still got that nice deep voice working for me again today.
Yeah, you know, it kind of works, though.
Yeah, the Oak Ridge boys called yesterday. They said if you ever want to get a singing career going, you're good.
Yeah, why don't you give Elvira a try right now?
Yeah, I can give all those low notes a try here this morning. Yeah, no, not so much. That's just one of those days again. It's been one of those winters, though, it seems like. Although the weather has been mostly mild this winter, we've noticed a lot of folks complaining, like me. About a month ago, I had this exact same thing. I got it in my throat, in my eyes, that type of thing. Everybody gets a little touch of it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like everybody's kind of the same. Folks who had it got over it, and then it came back again.
Yeah, I get it every 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, so at least I get a break.
So, but at least you can plan for it then. You can schedule around it.
Yeah, but it's always when I work on Saturday mornings.
Ah,
so that's
your excuse. Chris, don't take any phone calls on Saturday mornings if it shows the caller ID's coming from here at the office.
Hey, I've been here every time.
So far. Very good. I'll turn things over to Kendall Warren as we get going here this morning. He'd like to tell us this morning a little bit about WNS Appliance. Kendall, how are you this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a couple of used front load washers, both in good condition. Matched front load washer and dryer in excellent condition. Two used top load washers. Got a stack washer dryer combination. And like new, we may take drying center near new. Older used upright 21 cubic foot freezer, but works good. I used side by side in good condition. Used portable electronic air cleaner, only used a few months. Used microwave hood combinations, several of those to choose from. Used built-in dishwasher, have two of those, and one used portable dishwasher. Got lots of new washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Got top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity. If you've got space problems, we offer several types of units in stack units. We offer Speed Queen, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. You can see those at WNS Appliance. Water heaters, gas, and electric, made in the USA. We deliver, install, haul that old heater away, and take care of that service after the sale. Jim?
Have you had any touch of anything this winter?
No.
What is it that you take for preventative medication?
Cough syrup.
Yeah, cough syrup. Is that what you call it? Jack? Does it start with Jack? No, not Jack. One of those guys. Well, you do whatever you can to keep yourself healthy, right? Hey, I wanted to throw a little note out at you this morning here, too. The Iowa Department on Aging has been reaching out to folks across the state as we get here into the balance of the 2013 year. They are looking to round up some more names for their list of centenarians here in the state of Iowa. If you know of anyone who's 100 years old or older, and if maybe they haven't in the past, or maybe they just reached that milestone, so they haven't done it yet, maybe registered with the state, they have a Iowa Centenarian Registry, and they do a little celebration at the during October each year as well. They threw out a week or two ago, they threw out a little note at us just asking if we could help to get the word out for them that they're looking for folks. So any Iowan who was born in 1913 or before and who isn't on that Iowa Centenarian Registry would qualify for that milestone recognition. And Iowa actually per capita ranks third in the nation in the number of centenarians. You know, you would expect places like Florida and Arizona and those kind of places where it seems like a lot of retirees head to be some of the tops, and they are. But Iowa also is right up there with folks as well. I guess if you grow up here and you like it, why leave? You're comfortable where you are? What the hey? Might as well stay, right? So anyway, we're ranked right up there. So if you or a family member or you know of a neighbor or a friend who has or might be reaching that milestone here sometime soon, the Iowa Department of Aging is asking folks to contact them. They have a couple of different numbers. According to the 2010 U.S. Census, there were 846 centenarians here in the state of Iowa. So what they're going to do is they're going to collect all those names, and then the centenarians will be invited to be the guests at the 2013 Centenarian Honors Celebration Reception which is scheduled for October 4th of this year. That'll be at the Science Center of Iowa in Des Moines. And along with the special celebration, they'll also receive a certificate signed by the governor. Both the governor and lieutenant governor have been invited to attend that event coming up in October this year. You know, when you break down the numbers and take a look around the state, 2.5% of the state's population is actually 85 or older. They don't really break down any higher than that, but 85 and older, over 76,000 Iowans are checking in at 85 or older age-wise. And even some of the counties around here in our area have a pretty decent population percentage. That's 2.5% of the statewide population is 85 and over. And when you look at some of the local counties, Adair County, for example, has 334 estimated. Now, these are estimates as of July 1st of 2011. They had 334 persons in that county, 85 and over. That's 4.4% of their county's population, so they're quite a bit over the statewide average. Audubon's even a little bit more over the statewide average when you look at the numbers. They come in with about 284 people that are 85 and over. That's 4.7% of the population. Here in Cass County, 3.6% of the population is 85 and over, with 496 estimated as of July of last year. Also in Guthrie County, 3.1% of their population in the county, 338 are 85 and over. Montgomery County has 3.8% of their population, with 409 residents at 85 or over. Pottawatomie County is a little below the statewide average. They have 1,991 as of July 1st of 2011 who are 85 and over. That's 2.1% of their county's population. And Shelby County knocks that average back up again, too. They have 513 as of last year, and that was actually 4.3% of their county population was 1985. Now, again, those estimates were as of July 1st of 2011, but they're listed as 2012 estimates, so that's why we list them the way we do. But a lot of the population across the state of Iowa really checks in as we tend to be a healthier state. It's a good place to live. A lot better than Minnesota. You're not even going to comment, are you?
I was going to, but I like it here, too.
Thought you'd leave it alone? Okay. There really aren't too many differences, really. I went to school in Minnesota for a couple of years, and there really aren't that many differences between some of the different places here in the state. I mean, you get your little, you know, your political differences and stuff, and some laws are different, things like that and what have you. But as far as the makeup of the people, for the most part, you know, you get into the upper Midwest, you know, whether it's Wisconsin, Illinois, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Iowa, Minnesota, you know, all those kinds of places, folks are a lot the same. There are a lot more similarities than there are differences. Folks are pretty friendly. They get along pretty well. We try to stay as healthy as we can.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're good people.
Sometimes it's kind of tough in the wintertime to stay as healthy as you can. You don't get quite as much exercise as you'd like to. But
well, it happens.
Yeah, you know, unless you really count shoveling snow as good exercise, and it's exercise. I don't know about the good part, but it's one of the dangers of being in the upper Midwest during the course of the winter. So, yeah, if you know of anyone or you are a person who is going to be turning 100 years old or older here soon, or you're already there and you haven't already registered with that centenarian registry, the Iowa Department on Aging would like to hear from you. They do have some phone numbers you can call. You can get a hold of them at 515-725-3333. They also have an 800 number that is 532-3213, and you can also go online as well. Just go to www.iowaaging.gov, and you can get onto their website. You can pass that information along that way as well. They really like to get a pretty good list of folks and get as accurate as they possibly can as well to get as many people as they can at that celebration coming up here later this year. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you a little bit more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got microwave ovens, countertop units, and over-the-range microwave hood combinations. Do have some closeouts on some of those. Water softeners by Luxury, free test of water for harness. Got lots of gas and electric ranges, freestanding on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special orders, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Got dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG, built-in and freestanding, portable. Got some discounts on some models, and, of course, we deliver and install and take care of the service after the sale. Lots of refrigerators in stock, over 75 new units in stock, so very good selection of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance. Try to stop today. coffee's on and still have some peanuts. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. You know, if you haven't checked out the iowaaging.gov website for the Iowa Department on Aging, you might want to as well. They have a lot of neat little tips and hints and things to help you out. Different things like, you know, tips on how to stay in your home longer. All kinds of different things there, too. It's a wealth of information for folks who are aging. So I hope you get a chance to do that, too. Kendall, thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate that very much. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.